Gimel Seif Yud Tes. Miyun Arimat Slochot. To go and sort out a pile from different sorts of plates. Arimat Slochot Mikama Sugim Kidon Slochot Shtuchot Vamukot. Gedolot Uktanot. Ein Nivor Eilu Meilu Namidon Barimot Nifrodot. Ela Kashi Miskavin Nishtamish Bem Laalta. Doz Miskai Miklora Heter Shemalechas Boya. If you've got a pile of different sorts of plates, you have soup plates, you have straight plates, you have sometimes big ones and small ones. Each one has its own usage. Even big and small. Here you can't come along and tell me big and small is considered the same thing like a big piece of fish and a small piece of fish. That's not right, because a small piece of fish and a big piece of fish have the same usage. Because each one you eat. And what's the difference? You eat two small pieces or one big piece. It's the same thing. But here, a small plate is made for a different usage than a big plate. So it's not considered the same min altogether. Therefore, since all these plates are kimat the same dimension, they are kimat the same size, therefore it's considered a mixture, therefore you're not allowed to go and sort out the plates and put all the big ones together, all the small ones together, and all the deep ones, the soup plates, together, because you are sorting it out. But what you're allowed to do, you're allowed to go and take out the plate what you want in order to use it straight away. What we learn now is that plates are all considered mixed together. But what we learned before, plates with sakum, with cutlery is not considered mixed. Plates with plates is considered mixed. And plates with cutlery wouldn't be mixed. Also, we can add on, if you've got a plate with a serving plate, with a tray, the tray is much, much bigger than the plate. I would think it's the same thing. A plate and a tray is not considered mixed, because a big, big tray with a small, small, with this plate, you've got three times the size is the tray than the plate. It's not considered mixed. But if you've got a plate with a plate, even though this one is deep and this one is straight, and this one is big and this one is small, we don't see the difference so well. Therefore, he says it's considered a mixture. If you've got cutlery which is mixed together, if you've got spoons with knives and forks, small spoons, we consider it all a mixture, and we don't allow you to go and sort it out on Shabbos unless it has the normal tanoim, which we've learned before. Yeah. If you've got the cutlery which is mixed with the leftovers from the food, he says like this: if you've got leftovers from food on the plate, and you've also got the cutlery there, the cutlery is not considered mixed with the leftovers. Why? Because cutlery is something which is big and long. Leftovers are only middle of the plate, even if they go to the end of the plate, but the cutlery stands out from the end of the plate, and you don't have the rubbish at the end of the plate. Therefore, we see the cutlery in a different dimension altogether than the leftovers from the food. Therefore, it's not considered a mixture. Omnom, im ner ma betzlachat kamut gedola shal psiles, u betzoicho mechuse, mazleko kapit, yish lachmi, v'lachshov k'taruvas ve'ein nivros asokum ma psiles elen kin mishtamash bo la'alta. If you've got a lot of garbage and rubbish there, and the cutlery is inside it, covered in the rubbish, then it is considered a mixture, because the dimension from the cutlery is not able to see it from this distance, as it's completely different size. If it's mixed together completely, then you should go and worry that there should be a problem from Boya, and you're not allowed to go and take away the cutlery from the garbage. How do you get over this problem? Is by using the cutlery. If you want to throw away the garbage and you want the cutlery to go in the sink, what do? You use the cutlery. How do you use the cutlery? Maybe you take out the spoon and go and say, I'm going to do a tea with it. You can wash it a second and do a tea with it. Or you can go and take out the cutlery and use it for putting the rubbish in the dustbin, helping you to push the rubbish in the dustbin, because it's also a usage from the cutlery. But you have to use the cutlery in order to go and be considered. You're doing oichel mitzvah pseilas la'alti. You're doing taking the good from the bad straight away with the usage from the cutlery. A person is not allowed to go and take out a spoon, knife, fork, which fell into the garbage, because if it is completely covered in the garbage, because in the garbage we consider it completely mixed up. So you're not allowed to take it out, because it's mixed. How are you able to take it out if you use the cutlery straight away? So let's decide to go and use the cutlery straight away with some sort of usage. Therefore, you'll be able to take out this spoon by using it straight away. Then we allow you to do it. What could happen is you don't see where it is in the garbage. So what one's allowed to do is that, well, he says in the footnote that if it's on top of the garbage, on the top layer, and it's, you see it straight away, and it's not mixed with inside, it's lying on top, then it's not considered mixed altogether. A person is able to go and mix the mixture in a different way in order to see where it is. Here, by the garbage is a bit of a problem, maybe it's in from muksa, the garbage is muksa, you're not allowed to touch it and move it. But if it will be some other sort of thing, you'll be able to move around the psoilus, in a way that you're able to see the cutlery which fell inside it. When you see it, pick it out and go and use it.